Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Teresa Taylor is our guest, our new friend, former Chief Operating Officer of Quest, and now the author of The Balance Myth, and it's all about rethinking the work-life success story. Teresa, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. The balancemythbook.com is the website, right?
That's right. Thank
and
you.
How about Blue Valley? You want to give us a website for your company?
No, actually, the book site's great. I put everything through there.
Right. So sounds good.
That.
So check that out, folks. Teresa, couple of things we talked about in the last segment, I want you to dwell on a little bit, and maybe you could start by telling your own story. The two things that I know that I tell ladies when they're on the show, if I could give women two things in business, I would ask them to quit manufacturing guilt for themselves. You know, if they deserve it, fine, but don't manufacture it. Number one. Number two, I would give them more confidence, because I know women who are much more able than the men that they compete for, that they don't succeed because they don't put their best foot forward like they should. Whereas a man, as you kind of indicated earlier, a man's more likely to say, yeah, I can do it. I'll figure it out later.
That's right.
I think
confidence is a key element to that.
Did you have these issues when you started out?
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, when a woman applies for a job, if there's 10 attributes to the job, if she doesn't have all 10, she won't apply. Where a man, if they only have 2 or 5, they'll apply and say, I'll figure it out later when I get there. And I think that's just something that we struggle with all the time. So I think a lot of reasons women don't take the next promotion or don't move forward, you know, apply for the new business loan, start their new business, take a promotion, is because of confidence. And, mm-hmm. and myself, I was fortunate in that, believe it or not, I had men who mentored me into that.
Right.
So I think they were the ones, mostly I worked for men, they were the ones who said, you can do it. I mean, I remember sitting in some of their offices saying, I can't do it. Can't do this project. I can't do this next job. And they said, yes, you can, and shoved me out and slammed the door behind me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had an employee who was smart as a whip, probably the smartest employee I ever had. And I heard her say something about not being smart one time. Something happened that, you know, how women will do. They'll be more self-deprecating than they should be. And I said, I don't want to ever hear you say that again.
Right.
I said, you're plenty smart. Don't ever say that again.
So I think the way you work through it, one, is to, you know, join other networks of women. And you can talk to each other about it. Because you always think you're the only one that feels that way.
What about what Sheryl Sandberg said, though, about women mentors and women... are women helping each other now more, you think?
You know, I think there's...
Do you agree with Sheryl?
But they don't, you know. I think women are helping each other more.
Okay,
I do. I mean, there's still a little bit of the, you know, fight for yourself and get to the top. But men do the same thing. You know,
yeah.
I don't think that's so different. But I do think that women's networking, you know, networking groups, social groups do help. Because you think you're the only person that feels that way. So when you talk to other women, they say, I feel the same way, and then you can work through it. And I also think that it's important for men to sponsor women.
Right.
Because they do have those positions, so they can pull them along or pull them up, and they also do help build their confidence.
Well, and if you're interviewing, for a job, and you got a man who meets 4 of the criteria that you can pretty much figure out, and but he's telling you he can do all 10, you got a woman who meets 7 and she's acting like she can't. You probably should hire the woman and turn her loose, right?
Right, because you know that they'll do better. Exactly.
Yeah, if they can. Because the thing about it is, sometimes confidence without the critical mass will win when somebody who's got the critical mass doesn't have the confidence to use it.
Yeah, that's
confidence.
True.
Will, that's confidence true. Can save the day, can it? Sometimes.
Absolutely. Just having that. Oh, even especially if you're in a leadership role. You know, if you're going to lead a group and your job to set the strategy and motivate people, you have to have that confidence. People
I don't know how many times people have said to me, "How did you do that?" And I said, "I didn't know what I wasn't supposed to."
That's right. You just step right out there, jump in, and give it the best you got. I mean, it's an attitude, too, right? You wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you say, I am an A-plus person, and I'm going to have an A-plus day. I mean, sometimes it's you have to talk yourself into it.
One of the things that I think about is when I try something that I don't know how to do or whatever is risky and dangerous, I believe that if I break it, I can fix it. I can put it back together. So I'll give it a try. What's the worst that can happen? I'll put it back together. I wonder if women have a problem with that part. You see what I mean? They're afraid to break something, afraid they're getting trouble, and they won't be able to. They'll wind up with a broken thing.
Well, and your approach is saying, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah,
is right, because when you actually ask yourself that, you say, well, there's really nothing that can be that bad, or it can't get any worse than it already is.
Right.
Right. Either stay the same or it'll get a little bit better.
Teresa, one of the things you talk about in your book is integrity and ethics. And that's a big deal here on my show. I talk about this all the time. In fact, my next book is about that. Will you come back another day and talk to us about that?
I will, and thank you for having me this morning.
Well, good job today. Teresa Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Balance Myth, and it's thebalancemythbook.com. Check it out wherever books are sold. We'll get Teresa back another day. She's got a lot more to teach us. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.